This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The Food and Drug Administration has rejected, for now, allowing morning-after-birth control pills to be sold without a doctor's prescription. Although the agency left the door open for a possible compromise, some are charging that the decision was based more on politics than medicine. NPR's Julie Rovner has the story.
Sold under the name Plan B, morning after pills are high doses of regular birth control pills that can prevent pregnancy if taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex. They are not the same as the abortion pill RU486 and don't work after a pregnancy is already established. Last December, an FDA advisory committee voted 23-4 to allow the pills to be sold over the counter. Vanderbilt University Associate Dean Alistair Wood is a member of that panel.
Unprotected sex occurs frequently at weekends, and the effectiveness of this drug in preventing pregnancy is most effective when it's taken as soon as possible after the unprotected sex.
Thus, if the drug is easier to get, fewer women will have unintended pregnancies. But after the committee made its recommendations to FDA, conservative groups and members of Congress complained that allowing unrestricted sale of Plan B would encourage young teenagers to become sexually active and worsen the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. Florida Republican Congressman David Weldon, a physician, wrote a letter to President Bush, signed by 47 colleagues, urging him to stop the approval.
I had some very serious concerns that if we went that route in the United States, we would see what I think is a devastating epidemic in our country just get much, much worse.
The FDA said in its letter to Bar Laboratories, the drug's manufacturer, that it hadn't presented enough data to ensure safety in girls under age 16 without a doctor's supervision. But while the letter said the request to go over the counter was, quote, not approvable at this time, it did lay out steps the company could take to change the decision. Company could, for example, provide data demonstrating safe use by younger teenagers, or it could suggest a way to make the product available over the counter for those 16 and older, while still requiring younger teens to get a prescription. Bar President and COO Carol Ben-Maimon says the company will pursue both options.
Clearly, the most expeditious way to the market is to get the product approved with the combined label, which will be our first activity.
In other words, getting the product approved for sale over the counter for those 16 and older. FDA officials speaking on background say that while no drug has ever been approved for over-the-counter sales to some age groups but not others, they're not ruling out the possibility. But both Advisory Committee member Alistair Wood and Congressman Weldon think that allowing some but not all women easier access to emergency contraception is a bad idea, although for different reasons. Weldon says most girls under 16 who are sexually active have partners who are older.
So the girls can just ask the boy to go get the product for them, so the age restriction will not work.
Wood's problem is the opposite, that it will make it harder for women who need the drug to get it.
If you have an age limit, it means women are going to have to produce a driver's license or something to get the product, and that's obviously a very intimidating step for many young women.
Wood also says the committee thought there was enough data on teenagers to allow unrestricted over-the-counter sales, and he's surprised the FDA did not follow the panel's advice, as it usually does.
I think the political considerations have trumped the science here, and I think that's unfortunate for American women, and I think it's unfortunate for the drug approval process, because we'll never know in the future if politics are influencing drug approvals, and I think that's a very dangerous situation to find ourselves in.
Whether or not it was based on science, the decision is already highly political in this election year. A spokesman for presumptive Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry told the Associated Press last night that the Bush administration is, quote, putting its own political interests ahead of sound medical policies. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.